Our final subject is the centralized ophthalmic electronic referral unit presently being used by hospitals and optometrists in Fife. Implemented in May 2007 at the Queen Margaret Hospital, COIRU was designed to enable community optometrists to refer a patient directly to a hospitalized service consultant and simultaneously to that patient's GP. It uses a combination of free encrypted NHS mail and JPEG digital images of the patient's eye. This method of electronic referral drastically cuts the waiting time inherent in the standard system, whereby a letter is mailed from the optometrist to the patient's GP, who then sends this report to the HES along with the patient's medical history. Olivia Hunt talks to Dr. Roshini Sanders, an ophthalmologist who's been involved with COIRU from its inception, about the development of the electronic referral unit and the benefits it's yielded for optometrists and patients.
Roshini, can I ask you, what was it that originally convinced you that a new system of ophthalmic referral was necessary in Fife?
Well, ophthalmic services across the UK in NHS services are facing a challenge because the population is ageing and there are more treatments for eye diseases that are all time dependent. So in essence, there are more and more referrals to the NHS eye services from the community, and we have great difficulty seeing these patients in time and giving them the treatment they need.
So how did the idea for the Centralised Ophthalmic Referral Unit, or COIRU, come about?
Well, it actually evolved over several years. Way back in about 2004, 2005, as a department, we informally communicated electronically with both GPs and optometrists. Then around 2005, we decided to set up an electronic pilot study where we looked at 350 patients who were consecutively referred electronically from the community with attached digital images. We looked at these patients electronically. We decided on diagnosis, the appropriate clinic appointment, those that needed urgent treatment, and those that didn't need hospital appointment. And it was a tremendous success. Patient satisfaction for the scheme was 97%. So it was really quite compelling outcomes. And following this, we discussed it with our general managers and rolled out the electronic service to all the referrals in the region.
And were there any problems at all in its development?
Well, I mean, of course, because it's a radical departure from the way eye services have been delivered since the inception of the NHS in 1948. The usual referral route is that one gets a letter from either the GP or the community optometrist by post. The letter then awaits vetting by a consultant, sometimes for several weeks, and then several other weeks ensue before the patient gets an appointment. So essentially, we had to reroute the vetting procedure completely, organize IT support to receive electronic referrals with digital images from the community, and train a task force to look at the referrals on a daily basis and vet the patients as required. So it was quite a radical redesign.
Okay. And how specifically does the electronic referral process differ from the scheme that had previously existed?
Well, it is entirely different because the previous system was paper-based. So GPs or optometrists would send in paper referrals after they'd examined their patient. There wasn't the facility to send any photographs or images, and the sort of long paper trail often lost information, and the whole process was manual. The electronic system speedens up every step of the way for the patient's journey.
And did the scheme prove easy for optometrists, GPs and hospital consultants to adopt?
Well, it required a lot of retraining and education. The obvious benefits to the optometrists were that they had instant feedback about the referral. And that in itself was a two-way communication and education. The GPs were quite happy to electronically send in referrals. On the hospital side, we had to train a task force of hospital optometrists and specialist nurses to look at the referrals, and consultants had to incorporate looking at digital images and conducting e-diagnosis for a portion of their job plan, as opposed to directly seeing the patients at clinic.
Okay. And are there any problems with the scheme in terms of either the way the information is now sent to the hospital eye service or how the consultants respond to this information in the case of each patient?
Well, I mean, obviously there aren't any problems now because we've been running electronic for over 4 years. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, one had to ensure that the IT systems were robust, that there was no information that was lost, or that the secure NHS mail systems couldn't be accessed unless people had personal codes to get into the system. For consultants, again, it was a bit of a cultural change to look at digital images as opposed to the patients. But after these sort of initial teething problems, the benefits became very apparent, and so there wasn't really any particular barrier in rolling the service out.
Okay. And what have been the results of the Koru for the patients and the medical services? And has the scheme managed the same referral time and our money?
Well, you know, at every step it's been an efficiency, because the time to allocation of appointment before electronic communication could run into months. But the current electronic system, if you visit your GP or optometrist, within 24 hours, your referral is looked at and an outcome is sent back. So waiting times have crashed down. We have the shortest waiting times in Scotland for appointments. That's the immediate benefit. The next benefit is that the attachment of images means that you can identify people with sight-threatening disease, such as macular degeneration, and they receive their treatment within a week with the potential to save sight, basically, which is an enormous benefit to the patient. Additionally, patients that don't need to be seen in the hospital eye service are identified with clinical efficiency, and this saves trips for patients to hospital as well as saving hospital appointments. In our region, we have saved in excess of something like $250,000 per year on unnecessary appointments. If this system were to be rolled out across Scotland, it will save more than £7 million per annum on saved appointments.
Have patients that were suffering from serious eye diseases been especially benefited by the scheme?
Well, I think they're the sort of group that, you know, potentially have benefited the most, because what happened in the past was, if you had a sight-threatening disease that could be treated and the treatment needed to be given within a few days, the paper system simply didn't suit them, because, you know, days were lost awaiting acknowledgement of your referral and the required appointment. Now, because it's all done electronically, the patient is in hospital within days and receives the required treatment very quickly to save sight.
And I understand that the scheme has now received funding to be rolled out across Scotland. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, you know, based on our pilot and then our regional service over 3 years, we presented our annual service figures to the Scottish Government. They then decided to set up a business case to look into connecting all community optometrists in Scotland to the hospital departments. And after working on it for 2 years as clinical lead, the business case was passed in October 2010. The Scottish Government has allocated between £7 and £8 million to support IT connections between all community optometrists and hospital eye departments so that referrals across Scotland can be made electronically with attached digital images.
Are there any plans for the system to be implemented outside Scotland, in other parts of the UK, or even internationally?
Well, there's been huge interest in the project. We've won several awards, but I think most coveted was that we won the Royal College of Ophthalmology Innovations Award in 2010. This was a national award based on applications from elsewhere in the country. There are some differences between Scotland and England, because Scotland is a lot smaller than England and has already a system known as Sky Gateway, the Scottish Clinical Information Gateway IT connection system between GPs and hospital departments. Wales has adopted it, and in England the systems are not quite as uniform. So in England in particular, there are some challenges because, you know, the population is 10 times as big as Scotland, and to create a national IT system would have challenges. But there's been tremendous interest in the project.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Roshini and Olivia. Roshini Sanders there, providing some insight into the centralised ophthalmic electronic referral unit from the hospital's perspective. Now we talk to Colin Ferrier, one of the earliest optometrists to have adopted the system.
Hi, Colin. Could you tell us a little bit about how and when did you first get involved with trials of the referral unit?
Well, the pilot project was started in 2005 between myself and another colleague, Kirit Ratch, who's another Fife practitioner. And the basis of the trial was just to see if we could get retinal images up to the local hospital securely. So that was the basis of the trial, really very straightforward and simple.
And did you and your colleagues that took part in the trial find it easy to adapt to the new systems?
Well, yes, we did. I mean, I think the fact that the pilot project was quite small meant that we could, if we came across a problem or a stumbling block, we could very quickly move to change it and make it easier. The fact was that Kirit and myself, we were very early adopters with retinal photography, and we saw this as a major benefit for our patients to be able to send these patients up to the eye clinic. The other thing, of course, that we had to develop was a very robust protocol, as I said, so that we weren't changing the way that we were referring. I mean, basically, what we did in the study was a comparison of before and after. So what we wanted to make sure that was the manner in which the referrals were being sent wasn't actually affecting our rate of referral or the type of people that we were referring. And this was arranged to be very straightforwardly that where a referral was sent during the pilot, these were patients that we would have made the decision in practice to refer to the hospital. So there wasn't just a case of sending a little message along to the hospital saying, I wonder if you can have a little look at this picture, I'm not sure. This was, you know, actual people that we had decided to refer. So that was one of the things that we had to sort out.
And can you tell us about the types of optometric practices that have been involved in this study?
Well, the study involved basically the pilot groups. So they were basically the three practices, myself, Kirit in Glenrothes, and one of our other practices was Charles McKinnon in Burnt Island. So the actual study was a small scale, just to check to see that it worked. And we thought this was appropriate for a number of reasons. If there was a technical problem, it wasn't, you know, it didn't involve a massive amount of administration for us. It was, for example, to have a small change to our network to allow it to access NHS Mail, for example. So it was just the three practices really in the trial. Since the system was rolled out Fife-wide, of course, and we're very happy that everybody's become involved in it. And I think that's really where the success in the whole thing is becoming more transparent.
Okay. And have you had any difficulties with it? As I understand, there was a few teething problems at first.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in 2005, it's not that long ago, but in technology terms, it's quite a long time ago. So NHS Mail was still developing then, and obviously there was a problem with us as external contractors accessing NHS Mail. So that was an initial hurdle to overcome. But we did, in fact, overcome the technical problems of getting images up to the eye department, and we basically took it from there. The next stage, of course, was to develop a robust clinical protocol so that we could really back up any of our findings with evidence, really. So that was the next stage.
And what's the reaction from the patients been like?
Well, during the course of the trial, as well as a clinical audit of results. One of the things that they were particular about doing was assessing patient attitudes to it. It might sound slightly odd in 2011, but back in 2005 and 2006, people were very wary of things going on the internet or going by email, and their major concerns were security. But most patients, you know, everybody got an information sheet saying that it was going absolutely securely. You know, it wasn't going up on the internet. This was very secure mail. Most people thought that it was excellent. And anybody that was any patients actually involved in the trial could absolutely see that this was a major step forward in their care, because we were delivering them to colleagues who were extremely well primed and knew why they were coming, what was wrong with them. And of course, it was absolutely apparent really to all the patients that they were actually receiving an enhanced level of care. And that was the perception.
And did you yourself expect it to be as successful as it actually has been?
Well, in a word, yes. It is interesting being involved in the trial, because we really knew from the first couple of weeks that this was absolutely the future of how we would practice. I think the part of the success has been just keeping it as simple as possible, because, you know, not everybody is comfortable with technology, and it is about changing working practices. So keeping it straightforward with a tangible benefit to everyone. It's actually quicker to send an e-referral than to fill in a form. You know, if you make a mistake in a form, you have to scratch it out or start again. You know, if you're filling a computer form in, you can correct it, so you're producing a better quality of document. It's being sent instantly with a receipt of being sent, so it's very secure. And quite simply, from the hospital end, they were receiving referrals that could be very readily read. You know, they were legible, much more so than handwriting. So there really were benefits all around. And of course, the main benefit was the patients were absolutely delighted with how they were being treated. They could see that it really was a big improvement, and they were receiving really enhanced care. So that was the main drivers.
So having completed the pilot study and the audit, can you tell us a little about how it is working now in Fife?
Yes, well, the system went live in May 2007, and it's absolute credit to all my colleagues from all sorts of different practices, big multiples, franchises, independent practices, that we had a very large uptake. So some 60% of practitioners now refer electronically. And remember, this is with no funding. This is them using their own IT and changing their working practices. It's absolutely transformed patient care in Fife. We have some of the shortest waiting lists in the United Kingdom. I'm sure Roshni will have told you all about those. And as I say, the success is entirely due to the fact that the electronic referral has been embraced by all my colleagues within Fife. It's been really fantastic. We're very, very pleased with it.
And do you think that digital technology could be used further to improve efficiency in optometry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that the technology, you know, we've got retinal photography, there's OCT coming in, there's automated visual fields. Most of us have this equipment in our practice. The absolute key to this, and it's not rocket science, was integrating it enough so that the patient could get the benefit of current technology throughout their care. So where a patient had to be referred to ophthalmology or other specialties, because we've had direct electronic referrals to neurology, we've had direct electronic referrals to dermatology, that they would basically, their care would be enhanced by the increased availability or the increased communication of the electronic data that we were gathering on them. So it's going to be fundamental to patient care. And certainly in Fife now, Roshni will probably have given you the figures, but there's about 60-65% of practitioners now referring electronically. And they think it's great, of course, because if they get a picture that they really think needs to be seen or an urgent case, it's terrific. They can send it right up. It goes instantly. It goes securely. It's seen by an ophthalmologist, a consultant ophthalmologist. you know, usually within 48 hours of being sent up, which is terrific. You know, it's not that long ago when I can remember you sent a patient off and you wondered whatever happened to them. You know, they would maybe come back a year later and say, oh, yeah, you know, I went to the hospital. Whereas now it's all happening very, very quickly, which is terrific. It's better for everyone.
And Colin, well, thanks very much for speaking to us about that. It's been really interesting.
No, you're very, very welcome. The CORU project is searchable online. You can just Google it and it comes up in the first couple of matches. So,
thank you.
Many thanks, Colin. For more details on the scheme, consult your CD inlay or the OQ webpage.